Hey y'all, welcome to Girl, I Am Grown Now podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at Crown by Kiss. All right, and you'll be able to see what all I have going on. Make sure you subscribe, like, comment, share, leave a voice message. If you would like to have anything, you know, to say, I can add you on to the episode. So y'all, I hope y'all are doing well. Y'all already know I'm going to jump right in, okay? So today's topic is going to be about mastering singleness. Now, if you are single, okay, and you're struggling and you are having a hard time with actually being in your singleness and enjoying being single, honey, I'm going to tell you my story and hopefully I can help you, okay? So, yes, the topic is mastering singleness. So I've mastered being single. I've been single going on 4.5 years now. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I've talked to people, had situationship, whatever. And but going into those situations is because I wasn't okay with actually being by myself and actually learning who I am, you know. So it was rough, you know, it was rough getting out of a relationship and actually being single, being able to do what I want to do, you know, not having to cook, not having to do nothing for nobody but myself and my child. But, you know, it was really hard because I didn't want to be by myself. And it doesn't matter, like, far as having like a man entertainer or a woman that to entertain you, not only that, it's like you just not able to be by yourself. Like, I was hanging with people, y'all, they didn't even really like me, okay? They didn't even love me for real. They just, you know, they was just dirty. These same people I'm talking about, I ain't even talking to them no more. So it's like just being around people that don't even really love you for you, you know? You're so blind that you don't see it because you're just wanting to hang with people. You want to be in the mix, you know? You want to turn up, you know? But after that year, those years passed, you know, I just started realizing who was really for me. I started realizing, like, I'm never alone, you know. I didn't like how I was getting treated because I didn't treat myself accordingly. I didn't treat myself how I wanted to be treated, you know. And that's why I tell y'all that self-love is important. When you're in your singleness, you start to really have that self-love. You start to really be able to sit down with yourself and you start to think on stuff. Like, what do you think? What do you see? What do you want? You know, what do you see for yourself? What do you want for yourself? You know, who's not adding up to where you're trying to be? Who's not adding up to what you are as a person, you know? And so, yeah, so I ended up being in a situationship, you know, and honestly, y'all, the little sneaky lingo, whatever this new word, I don't know, I ain't never really have one. I probably had one for like 1 week or two or 3 weeks or a couple months. It was every blue moon, y'all. But anyways, I'm keeping it real because this is real life situations that we are going into, because there's a lot of people who do not know how to be alone, okay? And you got to master, like, individuality. Like, you got to master self, okay? So, me mastering myself, I learned, you know, one, like, I'm a woman. So, I was learning, looking on YouTube, following women who master, like, you know, a woman. Just being in her, a woman that's single, a single mother, you know, that's single. You know, learning things that I never knew, that I was never taught. So I was learning, you know, as a woman, how should I carry myself? Being more in my feminine energy. You know, there's a lot of things like that I was doing and still doing, you know, that has helped me a lot because I didn't want to make the same mistakes that I had already did jumping into being single, you know. And so even though there's people in relationships or in marriages, there's people who don't know how to be in their own, their individual person. At the end of the day, you know, even though people are in a relationship, marriage, whatever, we know that y'all are supposed to, now we know that all marriages and relationships ain't really what it is, how it seem, okay? We know that. And this is why you gotta have your discernment to read and see what's real for real, okay? Because sometimes we get caught up in a fantasy and we see all these pictures and videos and it looks good and all of this stuff, but whatever. But anyways, but like I said, there's people that are in marriages, they don't have their own individual, like they're not their own individual person. So that's why some marriages fail and some marriages do last, because both of the people, men or the women, whatever, they know that they have to grow. Okay, like sometimes one person is growing and the other person is not, and that's why it just do not last. Because even though you might be getting the motivation from this person, they motivate you, they want you to do good, but as your own person, you have to have that strength in yourself. Like, you have to believe in yourself. Like, no matter, because sometimes that don't be enough. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes your partner is not even enough to make you eat better or do better or, you know, exercise. You know, like, so, sorry, y'all. I got distracted a little bit. But anyways, so, yeah, so, me mastering being single. And I'm, you know, don't get me wrong, like, some people don't have to be single. Some people can get into a marriage and they be in a marriage for a long time and they never really been single. Okay, it just worked different ways. But I'm talking about people who's actually single. They started to recognize some patterns in their life. They started to recognize things they did not like. You know, they started to recognize their worth. I'm talking about these type of people, okay? And mastering being by yourself, mastering just being single and learning yourself and loving yourself, okay? Because you got too many people out here who's ready to leech, who's ready to hang on to somebody, who cannot be alone. They want to co-depend on you. Some people have a problem with that. They feel like they can't do it by themselves. They have to have somebody with them. They have to hang here. They have to do this. They have to look like a certain thing, or they got to have this certain status, and you're going to be crumbled inside doing that. You got to learn how to be okay with being by yourself, and that's what I've mastered being single. And I'm just like, okay, you don't even think about, oh, I'm single, I don't have a man. Yeah, I have my times where, you know, I'm like tired now. I'm to the point where, like, y'all already know, I'm to the point where I'm like, okay, well, where's my husband at? Because at this point I've been working and loving on me, but I'm just like, relax, you know, we human, we're gonna think about where's the person at. But I feel like when you put in the work on yourself and you start mastering yourself, you start mastering your weaknesses, you start changing up your vocabulary, you start reading on different things, you're learning a lot, okay? You're learning a lot about yourself, okay? And you're starting to see what is it that you want, what you're not going to settle for. You know, you coming in, you reprogramming yourself. You know, for me, for an example, you know, I didn't grow up in a household with my mom and my dad. They wasn't married. Okay, I really didn't grow with any men around. If y'all heard my other episode, but I didn't grow up with men around me. I didn't grow up with men protecting me. I didn't grow up with men making sure, you know, like, oh, you know, checking the guy out if he liked me. Like, I didn't grow up with that, okay? I didn't grow up with these things. So at a point of time, I did codepend, because sometimes we codepend on people because it's like a drug. They take away our pain. We know that we can do this with them because I don't have to worry about anything else. With you, I don't see nothing else. Okay, whatever. Ooh, y'all just rhyme. So, but we all have issues, y'all. We all have problems. We all have things that we go through. And this is why you're going to have to face your stuff. Individually, whether you're with someone or not, you're going to have to face your stuff. You're going to have to deal with your stuff. And a lot of people try to get in a relationship thinking that they're going to cover it up. It ain't going to happen, because it's going to blow up in your face, whether you're with someone or not. So mastering being single is a good thing, because you're learning yourself, okay? That's a time for you to reprogram yourself from the things you've learned that you thought was good, but it wasn't really good for you, okay? So you're relearning things. You're starting over. You're starting fresh. You're starting from a fresh slate. Like you're ready to get on with the get on. Like, I don't have to be with someone just because I'm with someone or because it look good. No, I'm to the point where I'm not settling. I'm not finna sit here and just be with somebody because a status or because it looks good. No. Because if that's the case, I would have been with somebody. Trust me. I would have been said I had a boyfriend. I'm looking at people like, baby, you're not even worth. You're not even worth, baby. But anyway, you can do that when you master being single. You can do that knowing that you're okay with being single and working on yourself because you know eventually you do want to be married. It's about being prepared. It's about, because you don't look for love. Love come find you. I hope I'm not talking too fast. But you don't look for love. Love come find you. But you do have to be prepared. Because if you know what you're wanting, you'll be ready. You know? So, that's what happened with the single. That's what mastering singleness is. Okay? At first, when I was single, I was complaining. Wanting this, wanting that. And I'm just like, I'm worth more than just a nightcap. Like, I'm worth more. I'm worth a husband. And there's nothing wrong, ladies. Talking to the ladies. There's nothing wrong, ladies, with you wanting a man and you wanting to be treated right. There's nothing wrong with that. Same thing for men. There's nothing wrong with you wanting what you want, knowing what you deserve. There's nothing wrong with that. And not settle, okay? We have to stop feeding into things that are no longer on our level, okay? If they're not on our level, from the man's perspective, that woman is not on your level, then leave her alone. Ladies, if that man is not on your level, leave him alone. Point blank, period. Like, we don't have to stop feeding into stuff. And be like, oh, and then when you go deal with it, be like, oh, this man ain't ish. And then these men, oh, these women ain't ish. It's like, no, baby, you just ran into a bad apple. A little bad apple just ran to you. You got to know what you deserve, what you want when you start mastering yourself. When you start mastering your singleness, you start to see. Okay? So I'm in a great space because it's been a long journey. Okay? But I'm telling you, when I first got out there, y'all, I had never been by myself. I have never been single. I feel like I always had to be in a relationship. Or I just needed to talk to somebody. Babe, when I tell you, honey, I just be looking at them calls. Just ring. And I used to be the one picking up the phone, answering it so fast. What's up? What's up? Hey, girl. Baby, I just be looking at the call. Like, I don't feel like talking. And I ain't used to be like that. Because I don't need anything. I don't need nothing. I don't need a man. When I say I don't need a man. Let me break this down. What I'm saying is I always felt like I needed a man's attention, okay? That's what I'm talking about. I ain't saying I don't need a man because I do need a man, okay? I do need a man. But what I'm saying is I don't need a man to fill in the void, especially if he ain't the man for me. I just feel like I just had to talk to somebody. I just, you know, and don't get me wrong, we do have to talk to people. You know, we do have to let things out or whatever. But I always just feel like I had to talk to someone. I always have to tell somebody something. Now, baby, they don't need to know nothing. Half the people don't want to know your business, just be nosy anyway. But that's where you start recognizing your people, the people for you, for real, you know. So that's what I'm saying. Like, we want love, we crave love. But we are allowing people who don't deserve us to get us. Like, no. When you know you deserve love and you know you deserve all of these things, okay? Because you've mastered yourself. You master being single. You're okay with being alone. You know, I'm okay with having alone time. I didn't got so comfortable being alone. I'm just like, it feels good. It ain't feeling like, oh, man, I got to, you know, getting jittery and you just got to talk to somebody. You just got to have somebody over your house. Like, no, I mastered being by myself. I've mastered cooking for myself. I started having more self-sufficient, being more responsible, holding myself accountable. period, by myself. I don't call nobody to pay nothing or to get nothing. Don't get me wrong. Now, you need people in your corner. You do. You need people in your corner that you can call on, you know, for real. You know, it ain't about 10, 55 people. It's at least about 2-4 people, okay? It ain't got to be that many people. But anyways, like I said, so many people are codependent on other. It could be their mom, their dad, their cousin, their sister, somebody. They don't know how to be alone. Okay? Like, you gotta get out there and go be by yourself and learn yourself for real. Like, ain't that crazy? I want to know. Like, I always wanted to know who. Because I ain't gonna lie, when I was in a dark place, y'all, I used to always think, like, who am I? Like, I used to say that. I used to be like, who am I? Who am I? Who is this? Because deep down, I knew that wasn't me. I'm just like, that's not who I am. What I look like, slamming stuff and throwing stuff and getting angry and cussing out. Like, who is that? Because that's not even who I am. But you gotta go look in the mirror at you for real. Yeah, the challenge is, y'all. The challenge is you versus you. Period. No matter what the outside people think, no matter what the outside people said, your cousin, your brother, your sister, your uncle, all them people that said about you, it's gonna be you versus you when you go look in the mirror. You identify who you are, not nobody else. And a lot of people don't want to do that. They get hurt. Then they get, it's like people are moving out of a hurt space. You're hurting because you have not healed from it. And now you're thinking everybody the same. And I'm here to tell you, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of people that's the same. But there's a rare people that are not the same. And you only going to be rare when you become rare. When you become rare. When you stop trying to walk around here thinking everybody your friend, because they not. When you guys stop walking around here thinking everybody love you, because they don't. See, I'm here to speak. I'm going to speak the truth tonight. I mean, I always speak the truth, but I ain't never really just got that deep, because I'm telling you, mastering yourself, mastering being single, starting to master and realize what you're worth, knowing who you are as a person. Because what happens is we get hurt, or we get people who betray us, or we get people who lost our trust, what, and we start trying to identify other people as that. Don't get me wrong. You go through that because you have to learn something. Life is about lessons, y'all. Life is about lessons. Okay? Just pick it up. It's for you to learn for a reason. Okay? So, don't get me wrong. So a lot of people out here doing shady stuff. But let me tell you something. When you master you. When you master you. Man, y'all, before I had my son, I used to literally go out to eat by myself, y'all. Before I had a child, I was going out to eat by myself. If I liked some food, if I liked a certain place, and I wanted to sit down and eat, I would go sit down and eat. I didn't care. This only place I knew that had this type of food I like, and I ain't had no choice but to go in there and sit down and eat it. So I went in there and ate it. And I had to realize, like, girl, you need to get back to how you was. Not all the way, but far as, like, self. I had that self-love at the time that I didn't even know was self-love. Just doing things you like to do. You ain't got to have nobody with you. You're like, okay, I don't want to go by myself. And I was like that at first. I was like, oh, I don't want to go by myself. But I'm just like, girl, please. But when you master yourself, you start to build up your confidence. You don't have your head down. You don't have to be in a room, walking in a room full of people. You can walk in a room by yourself because you're that confident. Ladies, when you are confident in yourself, when you love yourself, when you master being by yourself, baby, when I tell you, you get dressed up and you get cute and you go somewhere by yourself. Huh. every man gonna try to do what they can for you, baby. They gonna open the door for you. They gonna speak to you. They gonna smile at you. They gonna do whatever because you are that confident in yourself. You don't need anybody. Okay? I heard a quote that, I seen a quote that said, I'm over here just blazing. I got so much. I'm just excited, y'all. I'm just excited. So my words are blurring everywhere. But it was a quote that said, needing nothing gets you everything. Ain't that crazy? And that's how you gotta be. You gotta walk around here like, I don't need nothing. I do not need nothing. I'm good. And everybody gonna try to give you all kinds of stuff out of nowhere. Like, I done been to plenty of places, y'all, out to eat, restaurants. They didn't cut the tab for me. Oh, you ain't gotta pay for that. That's okay. Or they might got something wrong. Oh, I ain't gonna charge you for that. Like, just little stuff like that that I pay attention to. You know, I wasn't rude. I was nice. You know, I wasn't like, oh, you know. And it's like, if you just be kind to yourself, and you got to realize, like, you're human too. People make mistakes. You know, people want to mess up stuff, whatever, whatever. Like, someone could be having a bad day, and you just have to reverse it. Like, you can tell someone is having a bad day because their attitude. But all you have to do is reverse it and be like, are you okay? Are you having a good day today? And look. You didn't change they whole look. You didn't change. It just took you to say that, and they just got like, okay, maybe I am tripping. I might, you know, I'm still here. I'm still alive, baby. Just relax. Relax. So needing nothing gets you everything, y'all. Needing nothing gets you everything. Like, I done seen so many people just does the most, honey. I'd be like, baby. But that can, I can tell from there. Like, there's some issues going on. You're not confident. You're insecure. And when you're insecure, you have to go in and you have to say, what has made me become insecure? Was it a friend that I had that never really complimented me on anything? Was it a guy that I was with or talking to that made me feel insecure about myself? Because, or was it my mother? Was it my father? Was it my sister? Who was it? What was it that, or was it a teacher? Whatever. You have to identify that when it comes to you. So you can master your hurt. Master this issue. Okay? That's what singleness is. You got to be okay with walking away from things that do not. That do not. Uplift you. If it's bringing you down, you always mad, you always crying, you always yelling, you always cussing people out, you always about to fight, baby, that's low vibrational. That's low energy. That's why it's low for a reason. Low, baby. You know what low go, baby? Low down there. I ain't trying to be down there. I'm trying to go up here. I wouldn't go up here if you're not uplifting me. If my shoulders and my voice is not getting high, you're not exciting me. You got to add to my excitement. I'm already excited. I'm already vibrant. I'm already joyful. I'm already playful. And you come in my space and you think you're going to belittle me? You think you're going to pull that down? Baby, you're going to have a wake-up call right then and there. Goodbye. With no hesitation. See, we're not comfortable enough to say, you got to, sometimes it don't even be a cutoff for a long term. But it be a cutoff to let people know, I'm not the one to be played with. I'm not going to allow that in my space because I've worked so hard to better myself. And I'm not going to let you come over here and try to bring down my joy. My peace, my happiness. You gonna get two stepping up out my face. Block, no hesitation. See, we're not okay with blocking people. Let me tell you something. If some people are meant to be in your life, they gonna get it right and they gonna come back correct. See, we wasn't, that's another thing. Me being single, I had to learn boundaries. I didn't have no boundaries at first. I didn't have no standards. I just took people for how they was. and tried to fix them like I was Bob the Builder. Oh, no. I ain't coming to fix you. I'm coming to heal you because you're already healing yourself. So you got to start healing yourself first. See, we keep looking for people to heal us. We keep looking for people to don't get me wrong. See, you got to want healing to be healed. Let me say that again. You gotta start wanting it to receive it. See, if you want healing, you'll be able to heal. But there's a lot of people keep on turning around from the mirror. They don't even want to look at themselves. They don't even want to think. They just want to do whatever they want to do. And talking about YOLO baby and all this here. Okay. Well, you go ahead with your miserable, can't even say the word, y'all. Child, it wasn't meant for me to say it. But y'all know what I was saying. Well, you go ahead. So, because I've done the work. See, it's work. It is work. It's a pain in the ass. It's work. It hurts. You know, it hurts when you be like, dang, man, I just can't believe I went through that. I can't believe I let this person do. I can't believe. Yes, yes, I know we can't believe it. But now you know better, so do better. Okay? So now you know better, so do better. So, like I said, mastering singleness. Mastering having boundaries. Setting up standards for yourself. Self-love, okay? Affirmations, praying, meditating, learning all of these new things so I can get in tune with myself, so I can stay true to myself, that nobody will ever again think they're going to trick me out my spot. You will get a dismiss. See, you got to master that. What's for me is for me, honey. I ain't got to chase it. I ain't got to force it. I ain't got to do nothing. That's what they want you to believe. They want you to think you got to fight for this and do this. And I ain't finna do with none of that. No. Because one thing about me, I give everybody a fair chance. And once you show me you ain't, bye. Half of the time, people dismiss themselves. I don't even dismiss them. They dismiss themselves. Bye then. Huh? See, sometimes you ain't even got to do the work. All you got to do is sit back. They gonna flee long as they know I'm not the one to be played with. I'm not. And that's what you got to say to yourself. I'm not. I even told my child, you ain't going to even, because these children these days, y'all, these children, they'll get you too. They'll try to talk back to you and they'll start get try to manipulate you too. Or even your own child. I run the show. I'm open to hear what my son has to say. Believe me, I let him talk. I let him get out whatever he got to say. But, baby, I let him know you don't run nothing. I do. Mm-hmm. You know, teaching him respect, having manners. You know, talking to the, when he see people, I tell him to speak off back, hello. And that's it. You know, got to teach your children. Okay, but that's another episode. I can get to the children later. But anyways, mastering yourself, mastering your singleness, y'all. That needing nothing gets you everything. When all you gotta do, only job you gotta do, mastering your singleness, you won't have to be worried about nobody else. You could be worried about you at this moment in time. It might take you 6 months, 3 months, who knows? Everybody's healing is different. Okay? Everybody's healing is different, but you got to understand your story, whatever you've been through can help someone else's, can help save someone else's life. See, you got to look at it like that. It's not all about you, but at the moment you got to master yourself because you got to know that we're all one. We've all pretty much experienced majority of somebody has, just know this, somebody has experienced something that you have experienced. Okay. Just know that. And that's why you got to master yourself being single so you can help someone else. It's not all about you. That's why I'm on here talking now. It's not all about me. I'm letting you know what I've been through and what I've mastered and what I've overcome. I overcame so many things that I thought, because that's the thing, we be thinking, oh, I just ain't gonna never get through this. This is how I am, and this is just my life. It's like, what? Do you even be recognize how old you are? You're not even that old, and you talking about this all for you. But I wish I... No. Oh, no. So, like I said, be okay with being by yourself. Even if you're in a relationship, you still need time to yourself individually. Your mindset, your men, like all that stuff. Some people think, cause he can eat steaks and all that all the time. But as a woman, you know your body can't take too much of that steak. But you so into him that you will let him drive you in sickness. Oh no. See, that ain't gonna have work over here. And that ain't, and see, when you love yourself, and this is why I said, that's why I'm single now. Because I know that he's gonna have to match. No. We gonna be one and one. We gonna be one for real. We gonna be equally yoked. For real. You wouldn't even tell us apart. That's how equally yoked we gonna be. Okay? But anyways. But that's what I'm saying. Okay? You know that your health. You know you can't eat all that sugary steaks and all that, honey. Because your body is set up different from your husband or from your man. Self-love, self-care, mastering your individually. Your individual. Baby, you gotta master yourself. If you know your body can't have that or you can't eat too much of that, you got to master yourself. It doesn't matter what he's doing. That's what people don't understand. Come on now. I'm not finna be eating that because I love you and you want me to eat this because you want me to eat with you. I can't eat it. I can't drink that. You go, come on. See? And what I'm saying, that ain't, I already saying that. That's just too much. That's just too much. But anyways, y'all. Anyways, my whole point of me saying it was mastering yourself, okay? Just mastering your body, mastering yourself, mastering your mind, mastering all these, your weaknesses, mastering things that you got to overcome. You got to overcome. Don't get me wrong. It's always going to be a challenge. What would life be if it wasn't no challenge? If it was so easy? Who would want it to be so easy, honey? No. Okay, then you won't really get to see your strength. You know, you won't really get to see a difference in yourself. So we need the challenges. It's all about balancing. Okay, you got to balance one another out. If you're in a relationship, marriage, whatever. But you got to balance these things within yourself. Mastering your weaknesses, okay? Mastering your ego. Mastering love. You know, you got to master these things out. And we already know ego cannot come in a space of love, because if it does, it ain't never really was no love, okay? So, I'm going to go ahead and end it on that, y'all. Oh, I was long this time. I really love this. I'm thinking about doing a part two. But, y'all know I'm going to just jump on here and let y'all know if it's a part two or not. But thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. Again, make sure you like, subscribe, share. I would really appreciate it. Follow me on Instagram at Crown by Kiss. And I'll see y'all. I'll talk to y'all on the next episode. Peace.